Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Courtney Garrington with the Warren County Extension Office about this year's 4-H competitions at the Warren County Fair. Warren County Fair has come to a conclusion. It was a fun week of activities, specifically talking about the 4-H students. Just kind of overall, how did this year's 4-H and FFA competitions go?
They went excellent. We had an outstanding group of individuals, outstanding group of projects that were displayed in the exhibit building, livestock, just across the board. Great exhibits, great exhibitors. A fun time was truly had by all.
Well, I know when I first kind of started to follow the 4-H competitions, growing up in high school, I thought it was all about showing animals and that, and that's a big part of it, but there's so much more to it. I feel like that's growing is the crafts and the projects. Talk about kind of that growth over the last several years even.
Our numbers have expounded upon immensely. We had some very unique projects this year. We always have some, you know, we always have the photography, the foods, but just the individuality within those projects was immense. We had honeycomb biscuits that were made out of local honey. We had an individual that built a kayak trailer from scratch, a girl that made her own ballet bar. Most of these things are heading to State Fair. I mean, it was just to be honest, it makes me feel very insignificant in the 4-H projects that I took back when I was a kid because these individuals are just above and beyond.
And I saw some younger kids building stuff with Legos. And talk about some of the, we'll get to the State Fair stuff, but talk about some of the younger kids' participation, you know, showing animals and being able to kind of expand onto some of those projects.
Absolutely. We have a really great Clover Kids program in our county. Clover Kids are the ages kindergarten through third grade, and they are individuals that are interested in becoming 4-H members along the way, but they have groups that they meet monthly or bi-monthly, and they do projects as well. So normally they do the same project in their club, and then they bring those on. So we had anything from Legos to wind catchers to some paper mache. I mean, it was really cool because each kid had their own touch. And then on Sunday, we do the Clover Kids Day. So they had Clover Kids Pet Show that if they had a pet, they could bring it in and practice showing their livestock. And if they didn't have an actual pet, they could bring a stuffed animal and talk about it. Then we had a scavenger hunt throughout the grounds. We had activities going on in the 4-H building, especially geared to them, to try to hype up their experience because come September is the new 4-H enrollment year, and to try to get them to come back and expand their experience in 4-H.
Well, talk about some of the kids moving on to the State Fair that's already starting relatively soon, sneaking up on everybody. But a lot of these Warren County 4-H students are moving on to the next level.
We have 53 exhibits that we get to take from the Warren County Fair to represent Warren County at the state level. And so those exhibits were judged on the 20th. They were shown then throughout. And actually, they're due back to our office because we go through and we re-tag them, get them all ready, and then we will bring them into the state fair. They get judged on August 13th. And from then on, when the fair opens, though, they will be on display and we can see how our individuals do. We'll make sure to get you guys the information on how they do after the state fair is done. But we have some outstanding exhibits. We're really excited. At the state fair level, they can be considered for an outstanding project. And we really believe we'll have some of those.
Well, talk about the animals as well, because I feel like that's been a huge part of the 4-H competitions. We talked about that earlier. And I feel like there were some really great showings this year from Warren County students.
Indeed. We had some excellent quality animals. When I went to most of the shows, our numbers may be down in certain areas, but the judges just kept saying the quality. Our county has quality animals that it doesn't always matter how many. It matters more of the quality. And he said, most of them talked about the quality that we were beyond. So that was really neat. We had a lot of first-time exhibitors this year, and that's my favorite part of County Fair, is watching them step into the ring, whether they're showing their rabbit or their poultry or walking in with their bottle bucket calf. And that's the best part for me, is to watch those exhibitors grow, and over the next couple years, watching them expand in their project areas.
Well, talk about that expansion. I know we talked a couple months ago that Warren County 4-H has huge participation, and it's only growing from here. What did you see at this year's fair?
Well, the kids came out, and that's the biggest testament to our program growing, is when you have higher numbers in the projects, when you have higher numbers in, I mean, our livestock numbers really sustained, which in this time of year in this industry, it's not really an expectation for them to sustain. And so it was just great to see all these kids come out, finish their projects, and display what they've worked on all year long.
Well, what advice would you have for kids who maybe showed for their first time or want to get involved with that and joining 4-H?
For the kids that showed for their first time, take what you learned this year and use it to make a new goal for next year and build upon that. For kids that are interested, jump in. We're here to help here at the Warren County Extension Office. Logan Kenyon, my county youth coordinator, myself, our staff, we're all here to help. And we would love to help you with any questions, to jump in. We'll match you up with a club. We're just excited to get more Warren County residents involved in 4-H.
Thanks to Courtney Garrington for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.